More than 100,000 volunteers turned out at hundreds of service projects in our region to honor Dr. King. WHYY's Tom McDonald was at Girard College, the central location of the event.
We ain't gonna let nobody turn us around, Lord.
Ken Salam joined Dr. King and Cecil B. Moore 50 years ago as part of a series of marches to open Girard College to all. He's watched a lot of change in five decades.
I am so proud that Almighty God allowed me to live today, to stand in this building with my grandson, who could have never come into this building unless we walked for 7 months and 17 days, 24 hours a day.
Philadelphia Fire Commissioner Derek Sawyer says Dr. King opened doors for him and many other African Americans.
I think it gave me an opportunity to be the fire commissioner of the fifth largest city in the country. Another thing it does, it allows us to go out as a fire service and service the community.
School Superintendent William Height says he has his own dream, providing a good education to every child.
It's a dream that we all begin thinking about the children of Philadelphia, not as other people's children, but all of our children collectively. And that means that we have to be positive mentors. We have to provide what they need in order to educate them, to keep them safe.
Mayor Michael Nutter challenged organizers to recruit 150,000 volunteers for next year. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.